Good morning. Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's the 1st of April, 2026. And we are progressing with the year. And, you know, like any other day, this is a platform that we look at business, we look at trade and economic affairs. And the 1st of April, it's known as April's Fool's Day, but it's also coincided with, you know, not too good, you know, memories in Namibian history, particularly looking at some of the Namibian veterans who died, especially on this day, in the eve of Namibian independence negotiation. But, you know, it's also a day that a lot of people, they make jokes, pranks, with their families, with their friends, with their colleagues. But, you know, let us also be cautious. There are some people that, there are some jokes that you cannot make, and there are also jokes that you can make. There are also some pranks that can take people to the hospital. Let us also train carefully. And since it's that day, you know, I think I should read this. You know, yesterday I was watching, you know, this new released video of a police car chasing, you know, some of the robbers. And, you know, one of the person, I think it's Bravo Rinosi, commented on that video, indicated to say, look, the police car was very determined, a good reflection that even when we have the best intentions, other external and internal factors may delay attaining of our objectives. You know, to me, that was a joke, realizing to say, sometimes when you look at that official car chasing robbers and crashing into the wall of an embassy, right, to say really the driver was having a good intention, but due to external factors, can be mechanical errors, can also be you know, the weather, or even the reading of the map correctly can delay our good intention. But, you know, as we are always saying, there is a lot of things that we can do in Namibia. And one of that is improving institution and also improving, you know, those things that we are using, particularly to attain our goals, such as state vehicles, and also equip our, you know, officials well. Because you can't chase a polo with a buck in this world. You need the BMW. You need the Golf. You need something that is fast, something that is effective, something that has balance, because otherwise that things that really happen, it's really exposed where we are as a country. To say a bucky nowadays chasing a polo or chasing a sport car, it's really showing that we are very far. Because in this world, by the time you put gear number 2, the criminals are already at 120. And by the time you come out of that car, people have already gone, and should remind us that there's a lot of things that we need to do to fix, you know, institution and drive Namibian economy to where it wants to get into. And yeah, the oil price have increased. And yesterday, I see that, that the Mondesu Samso was very angry. I was very, very angry, especially when it comes to, you know, those business people that, strategically using that opportunity to delay giving of people fuel so that they can make more money today. And know that you think business people do not understand economics. When it comes to the time of leveraging on that $2, leveraging on that, you know, $4, they know that that will multiply to millions of dollars. That's why yesterday people were asking themselves why there is a long line, you know, this service station. Some service station are saying, there's no petrol, there's no diesel. But go there now, and you ask yourself, where did that petrol come from? Even those who say they did not have, now they are operational. You realize to say sometimes, when the economy is not, doing very well, there are those who are intentionally, manipulating the rules. There are those who are intentionally calculating on numbers and the situation, so that they can be able to benefit from that. And the minister really give a strong warning to say those who are going to be found practicing that to be faced with punitive measures, because really, how come it's only on the 31st of March that you get, you run out of fuel? Has that been happening before? Or are the oil really finished? But that is also caused by panic buying. So when you look at the behavior economists, they will be able to indicate that timing, supply and demand has a lot to do with those who are very intentional about making money. But you must also be able to look at the vulnerability to say who was suffering, especially when things as they are now. Who is going to suffer? Those who are the downtrodden, those who have little, and also those who do not have that, financial backing to be able to meet their needs. And we are yet to see how the month of April will be able to look like, especially moving forward. And just from 6:30 there, we'll be joined by our guest, especially when we are going to look at one of, I find it very interesting, especially analyzing and differentiating between institutional performance and also institutional performance, and also looking at the economy of the country to say, is there a relationship between central bank's performance and also the economic growth? Because yesterday, the 2025 annual report indicated that Bank of Namibia reached 98% of its strategic objectives, which means that that is an A star. You are doing very well. You are hitting your objectives on the dot. And you compare to Namibian economy, and also to say that 2025 was one of the worst performing years in terms of our economy. And everything has gone down. Either is economic growth has slowed down, either is dividends given to government has slowed down from 700 million to 200 million. And there are two school of thought, especially economists and also international development, practitioners who are indicating that, some are indicating that it can be correct to have a highest up to standard well-performing bank, but your economy is not doing well. Some are saying, no, look, these are two kinds of things. There's quite a big difference between institutional performance and the economy of the country. It could be that the bank has done its job very well, and it exposed other players who also did not do their job. Maybe it's commercial banks who did not do their job. Maybe it's business people who did not do their job. Maybe it's government that did not do their job, because they indicated, they also gave what they have achieved. But that is what we are going to look at, especially when we are going to be joined by Ms. Aloise, Ms. Aloise Nita Ipinge, who's a financial analyst, and I'm also trying to understand where she's going to operate from, and also to get one thing or two. Because if you want to give it an example, it's like you are indicating to say, for example, to indicate that ECC indicated that it reached 90% of its goals. But when you look at the corruptions in the country, you realize to say, no, I think we must try to fix this. It's almost the same with what we are discussing today. But it's also quite interesting also to know the difference, and also to understand who is not doing his job very well. Because we must also try to analyze and link the strategic objectives of the central bank, strategic objective of the nation, particularly in DP6, and we want to get as a country. Because somebody say, no, you can't operate at 100 and you can't operate at almost 100% well while the economy is moving on in the other direction, or you can operate at 98% while the economy is moving in this direction. But some saying, no, you did your job very well. Thank you very much. Let us look on another person who is not doing their job very well, and who is not, maybe not taking your advice, because Sometimes we also need to look at the regulator with not with much pressure. We also need to look at the other players. Who is controlling our economy? If our bank has done its job, who did not do their job? And what can we do when we are looking at that situation? So let's take a short commercial break. Then from there, we'll be able to be joined by Ms. Loise Nita Ashivuri Iping, who is going to help us unpack this, particularly those who have been in the corridors of economics, the corridors of financial analysis, and interpret the numbers to say, what are the numbers saying? What are the numbers saying? And also, what impact does that number has on human development? Because at the end of the day, you may want to know to say at what level is that of which is presented is reflected on human development. Is it coming? Is it going to be felt now, later? Or is not entirely the job of one person? And also to realize that when we are looking at institutional analysis, let us also not just look at them, let us also look at ourselves to say, what are we doing? What are we doing also to make sure that this institution performance is linked to what we also, contributing to the national development? Let us get a short commercial break, then we'll be able to continue the conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk. That's why
this Easter, the road chooses no favorites, and someone is waiting for you at home. So ask yourself before you drive, is your speed worth a ticket? Are your tires safe? Can you be seen? And are you sober enough? Make the right choice and respect the road rules this Easter holiday. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
A person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
my
staff.
Friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated, we'll be joined by Loise Ipinge, a financial analyst, and will be able to assist us to unpack this, content. Ms. Loise, good morning, and welcome to Early Morning Scoop.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for having me. It's a really good topic. It's an exciting topic for us to discuss.
Yes, let us dive into it. What is your general perspective, particularly when you listen or when you read this annual report that is indicating that our central bank is actually performing quite very well, and maybe you can dive into people's expectation on the central bank and also what they want, particularly in terms of the economy?
In general, I think as a Namibian consumer, one would be a bit frustrated because what we are feeling on the ground economically
is not really to what we all want it to be.
Yeah.
But then we also then have to come back and then ask ourselves, okay, what is now the purpose of Bank of Namibia, the central bank, and what control does it have over the economy? Yeah, so that's where now maybe perhaps even myself, I had to go back and like confirm, I mean, are they really doing their job or not? Or these are just news that they are putting out there to put a good image on themselves. And I've come to realize that perhaps it's just me that was not a little bit educated in terms of what the purpose of the national of Bank of Namibia. So, yeah. So I would say I was a bit angry, but I do understand now as to what is the role of the bank and what, where do we come in and everyone else in the country comes in. Yeah.
Now, when you look at 98% of achievement of strategic objective, and you look at Namibian economic performance, what is that telling you? Can you have a highest performing central bank in the country and the economy is moving on the other direction? Is that possible? Is there somebody who's not doing his job? Or can it be like that? What is the relationship between central bank's objectives and also national objectives in terms of economic recovery or economic development in general?
Okay, so we have to go back to Bank of Namibia Act 2020, to understand a bit of what is Bank of Namibia and what is the purpose. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bank of Namibia basically is just a bank for the country.
Yeah.
It basically keeps it functions as a bank for the government.
Yeah.
It makes sure payments are done for them. It makes sure it has savings that can hold money to ensure that we keep up with, let's say, the pegs that we have. We have enough reserves to be able to exchange money when we need to. And it's generally also there to kind of create an atmosphere for economic activity and sustainability in that regard. So it's there to just make sure that Namibia in itself is a country that's strong enough for the economy to happen, right? And to make sure that that's the case over no prolonged period of time, like in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. So it's supposed to do that. So it's not really the one that is to make sure that the economy is really doing well, but it's supposed to create an atmosphere for the economy to do well. Right. So I think that's where we need to understand. It creates a foundation. It creates the atmosphere, but it doesn't generally mean that once it's done that, then the job is done. There's more other people that need to come in. The government itself, us, the people themselves. So for them, it's just to make sure that they protect the economy and the country in terms of us being able now to make activities in the economy.
Yeah, because an ordinary person may want to know now who is at the center of the Namibian economy. Because my thinking was to say this is a chief economic advisor to government. It has a say in Namibia monetary policy. And it was supposed to defend us from also external shock by maneuvering and also talk to commercial banks also to say, look, guys, this is the situation. I'm enabling this environment so that we can maybe give money to private sector so that it can expand. Now, my other question can come to say we have a country such as Malawi. And I'm sorry to give this example. Some people, they say, no, we're not giving an example of Malawi. A country such as Malawi, it depends much on aid to survive. Can I give an award to Central Bank Governor of Malawi to say, Chief or Madam, you are doing exceptionally well. You are the highest performing bank in the whole world, but the economy is moving in the other direction. Is that making sense?
No. Obviously, the part I think where you are even saying that it gives advice, especially the advice part to government.
Yeah.
And also the control that it has over the banks, right? and also like in terms of inflation rate, those things, it has control of certain things that can help move the economy in the right direction. So I think perhaps that's where maybe one can say, look, yes, we know that Namibia is a good place for economy, but perhaps you are not doing very well in terms of advising, because I think one of the core things that Namibia economy is not doing well right now, obviously there was COVID, etc., but it's also the fact that recently since COVID, we are also not growing as fast since gold has not been doing quite well. And as our economy is really highly reliant on gold, our GDP, 60%, is also reliant on service delivery. But how can we provide service delivery, or how can we provide service when, in all honesty, the shortage of money, like everyone is struggling in terms of money. And service delivery really depends on companies having money to provide the services, paying employees properly, and things like that. So I would say maybe the part of the advisory part, especially with government, has not really been, I think, as effective as it should be. And then, but what I am a little bit confident, or at least I'm saying, is that there are some government activities that has been happening since the new government came in that are showing some sort of positive sign that we are going in the right direction. I mean, you can see that, I mean, there's things like hydrogen, gas, or whatever, those things that are coming up that are going to at least balance gold, and not, we are just not going to depend on gold and uranium. They are also, in terms of like, agriculture, I do see quite a lot of things that is happening in that regard. They are also trying to, you know, improve small businesses, because in reality, GDP or the economy only does well if we have small businesses that are really strong in the country, small to medium enterprises. And I do see that, you know, like, you know, young people, there's these loans that are coming through where people can really start engaging. So I can see these activities that can really compel us to go forward. Perhaps it's a matter of now us also as consumers or the country itself to also just study some of these things so that we work together now with the government and also with what now the foundation that has been created so that we can grow the economy. Because in reality, they can't really do much because putting up those strategies, those foundations. That's all they can really do. And then it has to come now to government to make sure that they improve infrastructure, roads, hospitals, things, those things. And then us as a nation, we need now to start really engaging in the economy so that we can grow the economy. Those are the things that are going to happen. Otherwise, we are still stuck.
I like the point that you have mentioned, particularly with other players getting involved. And the other question is that there is this other school of thoughts to say, with a well-performing central bank, it's like you have the only child who is doing very well in class. Maybe say he is number one, but he got all the D's because of the average and all these things. And other people did not even make anything. Now the question is that, is the performance of central bank to this extent exposing other players in the economy that are not doing very well? Because you want to see that the numbers have to reflect to say if these guys did very well, who is not implementing? Is it, are the advice not being taken? Because you know there is also a saying to say when you are advising a powerful person, you don't instruct, you advise what could be done and you don't determine. Could it be that their advice are also not taken? Or what do you think about that? Because people, you cannot convince an ordinary person to say we are at 100%, but this is what we want to have.
Obviously, they could be that, but we can't obviously confirm that. But the possibility is there that perhaps they are giving the right advice. But then the government itself is also not taking the advice but what I'm saying is that the new government, I mean, previously, I'm not sure, but the new government, I do see that they are doing some few things that are going in line with that. I mean, in terms of the budget that was released recently, I think they've put something like, is it 12 billion or so in development activities where they are focusing on you know, on different kind of strategic development things. Hospitals, certain hospitals being developed, there where there is a gas or whatnot that's coming up in that town where they are focusing on training for the right skills and stuff, because there's quite a skill imbalance in terms of what is needed and what's available, road infrastructure in terms of rail, I think. So there's quite a few things there. If you go and look at the budget, in that development budget, they've also kind of also heavily invested in sport for the first time, I think. And one of the things that, especially service delivery, as far as sport is concerned, sport has a high consumption. There's a lot of people that love sports, but we are generally just consuming outside of the country instead of consuming in the country itself. So I do see quite a few things happening there. So I, it's maybe a matter of a little bit more time, right? We need more time to see how it goes. But I mean, from in on an operational perspective, we can say what they are mentioning there is only honestly just about their operational success, right? Because yes, they are maintaining. They've definitely maintained price stability per se. They've recently launched this instant payment platform that is definitely needed in the country going forward. I love the fact that they've also now brought gold into their results instead of just having foreign currency in terms of their results. And they, yes, the euro bond that was recently repaid on time was, I guess, a good move on their side, instead of keeping us in debt in terms of Europe, which is one of the biggest problems I find in most African countries, that we are owing too much debt as far as Europe is concerned, and we are making ourselves slaves in that regard. But what they've done is that they've actually borrowed from the banks instead to pay that debt. So that was a good move on their side, but however, it has slightly made the banks to also, because remember, if they are borrowing money to the government, it means they have less money to borrow to us, and we are a little bit more risky compared to the government. The bank, they feel like the government can be able to pay them compared to us. So they've made a little bit of shortage in that regard, but I think the activities that are happening would make up for that. So I do see that there's some activities that are positive. It's just a question of whether these things will actually take into place, or it's just things that we are hoping and we are saying this is the plan, and then come 2030, come 2035, you know, we are also still not moving. But I do think perhaps if most of us can go and actually do this research and understand our role, and I think we have a better chance.
Indeed. No, I like the way that that you have explained, especially us understanding our roles, because in Namibia, if you start a project, everybody come to you tomorrow to say, how many people are you employing and what am I getting, but not really to say, what can I do? Maybe the last question I want, since you are here, I just want your perspective on your input, 1 or 2 points, especially with the price of oil. What is the future looking like? Because you guys, you are trained to think ahead in terms of our economy, and we rely on advice of economics and financial analysts. Looking ahead, let me say 6 months from now, what is your view, especially looking at the price of oil and the way we do things, and what do you think a citizen can do to survive through this, you know, unprecedented time? but you know, you can just give what you can give, because a lot of people need those advice.
Because it's reality, right? Because the problem right now, as far as oil is concerned, there's just so much politics around it, right?
I was just telling people that the minister yesterday was very angry with the service station of the owners.
Because really, honestly, the only reason why our oil prices are so high right now is because we still are connected to oil from Iraq or wherever that's where we are sourcing our oil from. And because they have their own issues now with America and all those things, it's come all the way down to us. But in reality, if we were sourcing our oil from somewhere else, then it should not be a problem. So that one is a political issue that I think the government should really find a smart way around the problem in terms of how we are going to break away from certain sources of oil. But in the meantime, as a consumer, we are all playing the game.
Yeah.
So figure out a way to go around it, because in reality, this is not you who's causing the problem. And the best way to deal with systems is also just for you to find a way. Because, most of us find a different way around resources. We also force the government to implement certain things. Because in reality, because they are saying apparently they have oil for the next, they have enough reserves so that we not be we need to source again. But if the thing is becoming too expensive and we find other ways of dealing with the problem, they will also be stuck with the oil. So I think those are the things we also need to start thinking about, it because I feel like sometimes there's not enough pressure for them to act. In reality, the question still aligns. Why are we still sourcing oil from so far away? Why is that? When oil just here, just next door here, we have oil there. And in reality, if you just cross the border,
okay, just jump the fence the other way.
The real problem, we understand these political issues, they think like we owe someone and we have got some sort of a legal agreement. I don't know what is the problem up there, but it's definitely affecting us at the moment. And consumers, we just also have to find ways to survive. And honestly, there are lots of people who are finding ways to survive, because in reality, we can't afford to be running on the prices that we have. Like, the money is just not enough.
Mr. Lisa Pinge, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your input. And the other questions, which I have a political question, I'll find somebody to get them. But thank you very much for that input and your time. We appreciate that.
Okay, no, thank you so much for having me. And guys, keep asking these questions. Let's keep these discussions. I think it's the only way we can all cultivate a culture that requires or allows us to move forward in terms of our economy, and that's all we all want. I think as a country, I do think we have enough resources. We perhaps just need to find ways of getting the positivity that out of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Aloise Anita Shivudi Pinge. This is a financial analyst, and has indicated that it's more than what you think. It's more than what we think. The economy is so complicated, and you need to understand institutions very well. And we should also not jump really to the conclusion to say, no, these guys, this is what we want from you. This is what we are doing. But we must also try to find a link to say, I think the system should also be revived to say, if the system is not benefiting me, if you are doing very well, why are you not linked directly to the person on the ground and who we should get into? Because this is where the aspect of one of my callers, like indicating the issue of the system that you are not able to control, that is not benefiting you directly. To say, can we also find a way on transforming and understanding how this financial system is working, and how can we link it to upliftment of the people from the ground? Because when it comes to issue of monitoring and evaluation, it must not only about the numbers, because numbers must also be able to reflect on the ground, because and also to see where are other players. Because one thing really, what we also observe through studying and doing a bit of research, we'll start understanding that sometimes a person may feel under pressure, or a person may be pressured for something that is not really his duty. He may have done his job very well, and somebody that you cannot see is not allowing our system to move forward. And the issue of for how long are we going to abide to agreement that we do not know, and when are we going to find a solution to our oil and gas problem in the next 6 months? And that will be determined not only by the money that we put on energy fund, but also about the strategy that we are coming up with. Because if you are too expensive, if your agreement is not benefiting me anymore, it's causing me any pain, what is the use of that, honoring that? And why can't it come to an end? Or why can't we find a way to have an alternative? Because it's not correct. And it's really painful. Sometimes a country was supposed to do very well, but just that one agreement that was entered into, maybe 1992, maybe 1993, that law, that African Governance Report on Natural Resource Management is saying people must relook at those, must be able to relook at those, you know, old laws, and people must be able to, renegotiate. And I like the debate in Namibian Parliament where PDM leader have asked, you know, Parliament, especially with, you know, Namibians and also shares in critical resources. And the Prime Minister has indicated to say, look, if shares become available, there is still negotiation going on, and the government is willing to get better shares from its natural resources. And really, to be 100% in your country and you have 3%, that is not only an insult, it's really something that undermines our intelligence also. Because even the generation of 2000, you will not understand that number. Just 3, just 4, not 5%. Will not understand that number. And with much respect, we are not saying we want, you know, you want those things to come just for free. But they must also be able to understand, to say, how can you come to my house and me and my kids are just, you know, staying in a space which is equivalent to a toilet, and you are occupying the whole house? Is not really correct. You have the garage, you have the sitting room, and I have to ask permission from you, but I'm the head of the house. It's not right. But that's why resource ownership and management should be at the center, because that will determine our future moving forward. So it's 55 minutes past the hour of 6, and we are moving on with early morning scoop. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401, so that we can hear you, give you a perspective, and also contribute to the conversation. And remember that today is a Wednesday. We have our e-paper, the Villager newspaper, that will be able also to go through and also unpack it to understand you know, what is going on in the Namibian economy, what is going on in terms of development, and how are this system really working? Because sometimes the system is operation to 100%, but the results are not mine. Sometimes money is being made, but money are not coming to us. And we must really not only ask questions, try to find ways and alternative ways on doing things. Because if it's business unusual, things should not be how they have been. But when you look at the report, it's also indicated that, but you know, we can't say it's too early to judge, because it would really be unfair if we reach 2030 And we are just on introduction stage to say, no, we need to diversify the economy. You ask yourself a question, really, who need to do these things? If we want to diversify the economy, we need to not only depend on mining, what are we doing about it? We need to, you know, making sure that when it comes to resource ownership, we own our resources. But yeah, it's a conversation, and we'll look into that. Good morning.
Morning, David.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm good.
Okay.
Mm.
Yes, we have listened.
Mm.
But I thought the role of the Bank of Namibia, I think it's now changing a bit.
Why?
So they are also to be directly involved in the economic, in the facilitation of the economic activity. They can't just be the as a player who is just dishing money or regulating the repo rate and all this other. But they are to get involved, directly involved, indirect.
Why do you want them to do your job if you are also not doing your job? They did well. They are performing very well. And what about, the question is, what are other players doing?
Yeah, I think that is the example that we need to emulate. But then they have just shown you that yes, this one, these things are doable.
Mm.
That's why they are now getting in directly there. So now it is up to us now, and especially the commercial bank.
Mm.
To start restructuring and reform their loan books and see to it that the clients are actually getting better service in terms of, in terms of loan bargaining and making sure that, yes, their interest rate. You know, you remember even whenever the repo rate remain or change or whatever, there is little that they do to restructure their loan book.
So they allow
people to access more funding. Especially those big commercial banks. In fact, most of them, they are all big anyway. So they have got also investment wing, which supposed to actually cater for the people who are more vulnerable. Because for me and you, it will be very difficult for you to get a loan from the bank. Without collateral security. And they need to now come in, and perhaps the central bank needs
coming in based on what? Because people are operating within their mandate that you gave them, the laws are there that are determining their function. Are they just coming in because they are central bank? Because they are doing well within their zone. That is what they are indicating.
Yes,
that
they
is
are
what
doing
number.
Well, but, yeah. But they get money from the central bank. And most of the regulatory framework should be initiated, and even though you say they should not be directed, they should be advised.
Yeah.
Of course, they should be advised, but they should take it in within themselves that, yes, they are serving
Then the question that we also need to ask ourselves is that who did not do his job very well in 2025, we understand there are always external factors, and that should not be the determining factor of our reasoning, because if there are always external factors, why is Namibia, although geographically positioned, mineral-wise well-positioned, is the slowest growing economy in Africa, the continent that is 15 fastest growing economy in 2026? Somebody, somewhere, somehow.
There are a lot of factors.
No, no, and who did not do his job? That is a question I want to get, especially.
Yeah, you might have done your job, but other external factors or internal factors might have contributed to the slow.
Are the external factors only contributing to the Namibian economy? Or to the whole world?
Namibia, yes, that's why I wanted to tell you about the factors that might be contributing.
No, I understand you very well. I'm just asking to say...
I haven't mentioned any of them.
Yeah.
The one that might be pushing Namibia or affecting Namibia not to do like other countries that you are saying.
Mm.
If they are there, they might be really, or they might be, but I know they are really.
Okay, give me two.
So, one of the factors is the population.
Population what?
The population, the size of the population.
Which is
very small. And your market is also small.
No, you said the external factors, or did I not get you well?
Yeah, no, there are also external factors. So one of the factors that you have there, external, that might be contributing, is also the, what is it? This, our market is small. And remember, the influence, our laws, you know, it's not that, I understand that 6 years of independence is a long time. But if you compare in comparison with other countries that they might have gotten their independence, start working on their financial sector and all this infrastructure and everything like that, who got their independence many, 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 many years ago.
Mm.
So, and their population have grown.
You know where we are going to agree to where we are going to have a problem with you, ne? In our conversation, is a part where we don't want to point out where we are not doing well. Because if you tell me that David here is what we are supposed to do. I may feel like I'm offended, but I want to learn. Yeah. Because if we continue to do like that, that is what we have been doing for the past 36 years to say, no, it's colonialism. We are getting there. Yeah.
But they are reality. Even if they have been doing so for the first 6 years, they are reality.
Can you tell me two things that we did not do well, apart from external factors that we also understand?
I mentioned of the reform. Our laws are also not perhaps coming closer to help. You know, remember the majority of those commercial bank clients.
Mm.
But the people who are also not, many of them might not be banking, might not be banking with them because of their interest rate. And they opt to go to the cash loan.
You were given your own bank. It disappeared in thin air. Nobody without any trace.
I just remember that.
Yeah. No, because we like blaming people, but we were having our own bank, SME. It disappeared in thin air. Nobody speak about it anymore. It was never here.
We need to strengthen and ensure that those things are not happening anymore, and they should be happening, especially corruption. Yesterday we were talking about ethics, and then you say no, not only that. So there are also a lot of issues that might be coming in this management area.
Yeah.
So the political leadership has given you that directive, what was good, and the management issues are actually problematic, and they could affect. And many, many, like I said, the majority of people with those commercial banks who are not getting. And also to fast, to fast track, how do you say, to speed up this reform, like I say. So it is really, people are not getting loan, access funding. from this particular blame.
Maybe we should also take a blame, because when the bank is indicating to say credit to domestic or to private sector is subdued, what we are also doing is that we are also not paying people's loan. We are also not paying people's loan. Because sometimes we cannot just blame. We are also, Namibians, we also have problems on our own to say, we are not agreeing. We have a lot of non-performing loans. We are not abiding by those contracts.
You see now, and because of the cycle of poverty, you might think that yes, and the financial literacy and leadership, all these things, they compound our problems. So there are a lot of these critical issues, factors that might be contributing. We are also not paying. And why? It's because perhaps the way we manage our finance, the poverty on our historical perspective, where we are coming from, and all these things might be, when you get a loan now and you are not able to manage and do the finance and all these other things, a lack of knowledge can also be, like I say, financially literacy is also not perhaps moving fast. So that it brings people to be more indebted. And I think those are some of the things. But what I'm saying is that the Bank of Namibia now, or whatever, must come now in with the intervention of
don't say whatever. That is our central bank. It's a very big institution.
The central bank.
Yeah.
They also call the Bank of Namibia. They must be very coming impacting skill to the people and see this is how you manage your money, this is how you do these things, and help this and maybe more forceful to the commercial bank and say, please reform your system, restructure your loan book.
Right.
And help these people who are also struggling.
Thank you.
So, help me with those. What is it that you cannot? We are not doing to improve. I know I have not answered that your question.
No. We will get into that, because we just need to look at what we said we were going to do. Because one thing to judge a person's character is to look at what he said he was going to do. Then you look at the result. Don't look at the good intention. Look at the results.
And then also look at what has prevented that person not to do what he intended to do.
Thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 7. And we are progressing at an understandable pace. We are going to a short commercial break. Then we also look at what is happening in the global affairs. What's happening in the Middle East. It's like also Donald Trump want to end this thing of war. Because it's not sustainable anymore. It's not sustainable. Because European countries are closing down their airspace to say, chief, Your jet fighters are not going to be tolerated to move here. We don't want to be party of that. And the very interesting character in U.S. politics is the Vice President, J.D. Vance. He's very quiet, and you don't really see him. And just recently, indicated that he's written a book about his personal journey in faith, which will come out in June. It's an indication, actually. People are saying it's a political strategy, because he's being looked at as a strong candidate to succeed Trump in that aspect. But when you look at the way he has been behaving, particularly during the time of it's not really being seen. People are only seeing, the Secretary of War and also the Secretary of State. But when you look at the J.D. Vance, You really see that he's looking at his future. He's looking at his future. And when you look at Spain that crossed its airspace, you also understand that other countries in Europe are also closing their airspace to say no. Chief, indicating to Trump that they are not going to allow the U.S. Army to use their airspace, especially against the fight in Iran. And we look at this war, you know, like to say, how come Iran is still firing until now? What is behind that? Why? How come they are still firing? Because what did not expect that? There's a lot of hidden superpowers that we do not know. And is it weaker than it has been? Is there going to be a solution? Or, you know, the war will just come to an end. And everybody really want the war to come to an end. And somebody indicated yesterday to say, you know, when you see geopolitical analysts like Tate France speaking about war, speaking about history, some people, they think, no, those things are very far from us. No, why are you guys speaking about U.S. politics? Why are you guys speaking about Iran? Why are you speaking about Russia? Now what we have seen yesterday, when our friends, cousins, they were in the line looking for that petrol and diesel, that is one decision of the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Army, Donald Trump, to say go to war. Just one decision to say we are getting in is the reason we were standing yesterday in those lines. Because when geopolitical analysts are speaking, you say, no, that is history. Let's speak about Namibia. Know that you are connected to the world. The decision that was taken to invade Iran was seen yesterday in Namibia. And you must look at the time you spend in that queue. It's a decision of a political, it's a political decision, and that is how geopolitics works. So,
great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economy?
Good morning.
Yes, Uncle.
Yes, Lazarus, how are you?
Fine, man.
Yeah.
You know,
did you get your oil yesterday?
Sometimes truth is painful, but we must always stick to it, even if it's painful.
Even if it's getting us into trouble, it's a good thing that you say that.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it's getting you in trouble, as long as, look,
it's true.
You know, there's no locus science.
Yeah.
There's no local science in economy.
Yeah.
Or politics.
Yeah. The mathematics is very simple.
Just get the literature.
Yeah.
You see, just read the right literature.
Yeah.
There's no right science there. Look, you need to understand how or maybe geopolitical, international political economy operates.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Look, the global world, the global market,
yeah,
or your politics doesn't want the government to be a role player in it, in economy. The global economy wants the government to be a regulator.
Mm-hmm.
Go read the Keynes theory and other things. How did the regulation started? It's written. It doesn't want. So you have to speak with that.
No, they are saying give private sector power.
That's why I'm saying that you have to stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
I said it yesterday to say, look, anyone who wants to change the model where Africa is no longer going to provide cheap labor and raw material,
yeah,
My friend, that model, you are going to get war.
And it's a painful reality, that one that you said. Yeah.
That one is a painful reality. You can preach whatever you want to preach.
I hear you.
But you must be smart like the Chinese.
Mm.
Because I'm saying, you're supposed to make sure kucha now. If you want shares in the mining industry, not the people of the government.
Yeah.
No. Government, the state must give Namibian private business money so that they can. That is the model.
But before you move, you know, the more things are coming out, the more your conversation that you have been giving start also materializing, especially with that thing of, you know, the franchise system. And also that thing of, you know, who is controlling what we do at home.
So, I'm not sure. But
You are right.
But this is what we are saying. Mm. Like, that's why I'm telling you. All those Chinese companies that you see, that is not private company. Those Chinese, they were empowered by their government to do business.
You are doing business with government.
Because that is what the global economy wants.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the global economy wants, my friend. You see? Because you have to live with the reality. Just play around with it. Look, when you learn from the Chinese, the Americans, to maintain their hegemony and their, you know, superpower thing around the world, you know what they did?
Yeah.
They make sure that they have a military base everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But what does the Chinese do?
Mm.
They knew they cannot have military base around the world because they knew Americans, they would say, that is Chinese aggression. What the Chinese did, they make sure that they have every Chinese town in every country.
They are Chinatown. Every country has Chinatown.
Chinese are, they are on the economy. Why are you fighting war? Chinese are just on the economy. Money. Simple mathematics.
And the painful reality that you indicated, the moment you understand that you are not in charge of your economy, then maybe we go to step one to say, what can I do? Because we are still have this illusion that we can still get it right, even if we don't have it.
Look, you know what? I always sometimes appreciate and ask sometimes Prof. Mpanda when because he always tell you, You there's nothing impossible.
Yeah.
You must always find an alternative. You understand?
That's
what I said. Chinese, when they see that, they want also to be a global power. They cannot do it through military, like the Americans.
Yeah.
What is the alternative? They pursue economic hegemony.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
They
are not in the position to engage Americans or maybe to engage in a global war. That's why it's difficult even for you to attack the Chinese now military for what? What did they do for you? They did nothing.
It's true.
When Chinese is leveraged on the issue of rail air,
and they're actually not hated because they make sure that they focus more on business.
You know why Americans are pushing harder for that oil?
Yeah.
Because Chinese is the one who are controlling the rail ethmos. They are the one who are controlling it. They are, but now the Americans want to say, look, why the Chinese are leveraging on that one?
Mm-hmm.
We must control the oil. They have already oil in their country.
Mm-hmm.
They take the Venezuela one. They want to control the Middle East country. So that they also have to leverage on the Chinese on the exchange table in the global market.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
But that's why that war, I think Iran is not going down any because those guys, they also depend on that aspect.
For Iran, there is only one thing. To fight and defend and hope for eventuality in their favor or to perish.
And when you perish, America will not even have time for you. They will make sure that they take you down like they did. they will not leave anything there.
I tell you, that my people, I said, look,
yeah.
the youth bad and the shit. For them, to them, war is a sport.
Yeah.
They are enjoying it. You understand?
Yeah, I hear you.
To them, they are enjoying it.
Mm.
If you are there, present to say, where is the, what it? If you understand the power, then you understand it. Look, the great in power, the great empire, the great nation. To them, it's a sport. To them, it's important. There's no message. They are just enjoying it. Even the Americans themselves in the country, they are saying, yeah. But in a big market picture, look at what Trump said. They have to take the oil. Then they keep it. So that it's going to generate all the revenue that the Americans have suffered, even in the cost of the war and what all those things. Even up to for future. Even if you see them pumping a lot of money, you're seeing the American are losing and water.
They are investing.
For them to get that oil, so that they can get all the money.
They can rebuild what they lost.
Yeah. When they was with the Ukraine war, they were negotiating to get also those rare earth mining in Ukraine. As a compensation for what they have lost. They spend in that war.
It's not for free.
But
no, yeah.
Fortunately, Russia has already occupied those areas. So the thing is closed.
Case closed. But what will happen to my concern is countries such as Dubai and all these Middle East countries. What will happen to them? Are they not also coming to an end, or they are going to find a way to rebuild once the U.S. come into the Middle East and control the oil, if that of which they are aiming happen? What happened to them? Are they going to be superpowers also?
People, they think Americans are after the Iranians. Americans are after everybody. That's a matter of time.
don't scare people.
I was telling you.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before they come after you. You see, if Americans could come after NATO, who has been fighting them along with them, and they are also threatening them with tariffs and such, and what? What do you think you are special?
Who are you?
I tell you, there is no one, there is no nation can satisfy the need, the interest of the great empire. No, they are German. You cannot satisfy.
Oh, because Germany is just expanding. Yeah.
Because for the hegemony, just to expand, it's control. When they are done here, they go to the next. Who is the next? There is a calendar for war, my friend. For them, they follow the calendar of the war.
They have a timetable. And they also get it this way to say, you know, like France, they don't stay forever. Even Israel, if they don't, work hand in hand, you find them facing each other, because the friendship that U.S. had with Iraq was the best friendship if you look into history. But what happened after, you realize to say,
Tara, let me tell you one thing. Look, that prince or that kingdom monarch that was overthrown before Khamenei came in. The Shah was put by who? But the British and America. You see? That's why I'm telling you, you know, when you see the American in this war, there's only one thing people forget. America, they just want a new market where they don't have market.
And I think BRICS also brought a lot of changes in the world, because it did not only bring good things, also brought pain, because U.S. also was also being isolated.
Yeah. Because for our people, is the issue to say, look, if you want, don't say when you are the governor, whatever, you are working in the Bank of Namibia, whatever you are working there, you are the one who knows. People who know something. You need people to know, to have the knowledge to fight back as a collective, as a country. then you must start in the university. Give those scenario, give students to analyze these things, to give you solutions.
No, I hear you. Because you can't fix it from the inside sometimes, because you may not see it. Yeah.
As long as everybody understood what is the issue, then you say, we want to get out of this house. Then you are going to get the solution.
Yeah, but there's something that they mentioned, Bingham Nambia mentioned yesterday, which I like. They spoke about issues of think tanks, because in Nambia, you don't have think tanks, and especially with solutions also to problems, to say.
The problem with Namibian think tank, those are politics.
And that is the problem now, because you need an honest, unapologetic academic to give you true advice. Because think tank was supposed to be, this is where you are going to fall, not chief. There are other ways to deal with issues, because a think tank is not an advisor. It's just to present to you to say, guys, this is the plan. This is what you can do, and the way you are going is a wrong move.
Yeah.
No,
this one is just politics.
But you are also discouraging me to say how do you find an independent think tank?
A think tank,
No, there are politics. There are also those one most
The thing is like this. At the moment we start thinking beyond politics and you start thinking governance, then you are going to get it. Because for now, everything is just politics, just to protect and maintain political privilege, ne? In terms of maybe position, in terms of election, in terms of what is. That is individual interest. By the moment you start now thinking about governance, then you start thinking as a country, state governance. What to do with the country? Where I'm going? That is where you are going to have an honest opinion. Ne? Not to bring in a person who think about his party, whether his party. Look, do you think I care whether the party win or lose? Is it my problem? As long as where we are.
Your bank would never try to convince you that we are legit. We already know you. If in doubt, hang up and call us on 0612991200. Bank Windhoek. A member of Capricorn Group.
When life starts squeezing me like a lemon, I know what to do.
With Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes. Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. The eye.
Yeah, just 2 to 3 advice, especially to the system.
For me, I don't care who won, who lose.
Yeah.
I don't care who is at what position.
Yeah.
As long as we know, you represent everybody. Do you think FIFA cares which team play where, which player what? FIFA put rules. You just need to play with those.
Yeah, you must operate at the FIFA level, not.
When you do wrong.
Yeah.
People are not. It's not emotional thing. It's a position of a legal framework.
No, I like that thinking to say.
It's a position of legal framework which are no. In terms of the country sovereign threshold, this is what is required, and you are wrong. Simple. Whether you are from a ruling party, whether you are no, when you are wrong, you are just wrong.
And that is a good thinking, because people really don't speak about that to say what is our level of operation, what are we thinking like? Because if you are dealing with governance issue, if you are like you are dealing with state issues, you are at a level beyond that. That's why people think. When somebody is set at the level of a state level, that was supposed to be, that is that thinking. And people think they just go there because of ideologies and view, and it's actually wrong.
That's what we said, though. Ideology is only two sides.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You are either conservative or liberal.
Yeah.
Hard power and soft power.
Yeah.
But don't say, which apparently, power is a weakness. No, it's not a weakness.
But it's power too.
No. Because, instead of using war, you are using diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
But you are still going to get the right.
Now, you said, I just want 2 points because of time. Né? There's something that you mentioned at the beginning, especially coming to the reality that, coming to the reality so that we can move forward, because coming to the reality that you do not own things, coming to the reality that the system is not working according to you, I want you to emphasize on that point to say what need to be done, because this thing has been debated for a very long time. Either it's a financial system, either it's issue of ownership, minerals, either it's, and the many other issues. And you realize to say, you are a client state, and it's painful. We discuss this issue. It has been discussed. What can be done long term? Because there is always a solution to a problem. Especially understanding that you may have the highest performing central bank, but your economy is still standing where it is. It's even going on the other direction. You might have good intention, but people are not, you don't own anything within things that are in your country.
You know, that's why I said that the first thing as a country that we need to do, just to understand the sovereignty, the ownership.
Yeah.
If you want to own the economy, then you must own the factor of production.
And it's going to be a painful transformation because you can't just do it today or tomorrow.
Yeah. But I told you already, Kutia, you know, when the global economy, they don't want the state, the government to be a role player in the market rather than to be a regulator. They just need to put policies there. They stay away.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That is what the global market wants, economy wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Except maybe from the Chinese and maybe the Russian a bit. But when you talk the American and the European global financial system and the economic system, that's what they want. So, but we are saying for you to own the factor production, and you don't push the government to own shares.
Support the people.
Government must, state must support business people. Give them money as loans. Not loans, just the government money that you are managing. When you fail, we are going to charge you for treason.
You are doing it for the country.
The problem is, when people see government money,
this is free. It's free.
For them, it's a free money. They are going to use it. They want to use it. That is the problem. That's why you see people sometimes put money together and what. That's why I said government was supposed to step in there. I said it one day. And this, the comrades, they are going to understand this. The Swapo now. Did you know that Swapo have given money to Swapo members to start business and to do business on behalf of the party? But this money, when this people dies, it no longer belongs to the party. It's an individual thing. And Swapo have lost because of that thing.
Okay.
Because the intention is good, but the problem is to say the relationship in terms of the law
management,
the regular framework to say, look, this is the company is in your name and everything and what, but this money belongs to the party. This company belongs to the party.
And finance must not just stand, especially nowadays. You can't keep finance in the bank. Money must move.
The other time you have this knowledge, Kati and Desmond and Yera, what did they want? So it's a good move. But do they really have money?
That's the question.
Do they really have money? That's where the state step in. But that's why I said that. The state just need a proper legal framework. It's a classified information.
I hear you.
It's like Hawaii. Hawaii, when you see it, it's a private thing.
Yeah.
Yes. But my friend, that is, it's backed by the state.
Do not go down.
That's why the American, they don't want to do business with it, which is why they say, because the Chinese government is using it to spy us. But who is spying through the technology? Even them, they knew.
What scare you know it?
Look, when you had those, when you were using this WhatsApp and what this internet thing, what do you think this data is doing? Do you think the owner of the system, the technology system, or the of this internet system or whatever, they don't have sovereignty over the data?
No, they do.
Then you are telling, yes, I know what it, but these guys, they have all information of you.
They understand everything that you do.
They understand everything. That's why I said that. Because the American news, new, which I know, everybody just spying through technology, especially this electronic phone or something.
Yeah.
It's more like that. So, that's why I said that it's a matter of giving private, understand the global market, demand what they want, then you comply with that law.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Time.
You comply with that law. Simple.
Thank you, Ne.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that is a conversation. It's a deep conversation to say, do not operate at the league level. Do not operate at the Champions League level. Operate at the FIFA level. And it's actually a very good analogy to say, if you want to solve a bigger problem, you must think beyond you. You must think beyond the ordinary instruction. And you must think beyond who is on your side. Look at the problem at the national level to say, if you really want to solve Namibian economy, can we solve it through political alliance or truthful discussion to say, guys, this is a conversation. Ownership of the means of production. It brought a lot of people into problems. But you can't develop the country. As Raza stated to say, you can't develop a country if you don't own the factors of production. We'll continue to speak about investment in agriculture. But when it comes to a larger scale, what are those factors that are limiting Namibia to expand, to become competitive business people in the agriculture sector? We can encourage people to do small scale mining, but can a small scale mine move the economy? Where even our own government is 5% or less than 5%. I like the discussion, the conversation that the Prime Minister has presented in Parliament. So, no, there are discussions going on. The question is that who is heading those discussions? To what extent and when? Because people, we read, when you read success story, we don't only want numbers, we want the life of people that have impacted. Nobody deny that the current government has good intention, has presented good projects. Then the question that somebody should ask is that, are we long term in our thinking? Are Namibians supporting this program? And after 5 years or 10 years, is the other administration going to continue where Mwene Tumbo left? Or we are just going to say, no, scrap this one, let's come up with another one. And also the issue of monitoring and evaluation. You know, numbers, they do not lie. They just need to be interpreted. Have we done better than last year? When we said we are going to monitor and evaluate, then we say, no, guys, the data are not here. People are not submitting their statistics. Those are the things that we need to look at. So let's go to a short commercial break. Then from there, we can also be able to look at what is in the Villager newspaper. What do we have in the Villager newspaper today? And then we can also be able to get that content. We are always encouraging you to read through. Get that content. And also critique. Because one thing is that you cannot just read and you don't have an opinion. You critique, you can ask questions, and you can also give your contribution, because your point must be variable. You might have a point that can solve Namibian problems, but it's only the fact that you do not want to engage at that level. So
We'll be able to look at the content of the Villager newspaper. And we always, if you look at the top page of the Villager newspaper, you'll be able to get it, especially our story for today. Bank of Namibia near 100% target performance frowned upon. You get that content, and you'll be able to get, you know, how things are working in that aspect. Then you'll be able also to expand what we're discussing today. When you look at page 3, 50 engineering students and petroleum geoscience qualification, and those are the development, particularly in building capacity. And you can really see that it's undeniable that we are also becoming like Iran, not in a bad way. Get me right, in terms of we are also becoming an educated nation, which is quite a very good thing. Because when you look at the profession, just look 5 years ago or 10 years ago, some of these professions were not here. But when you look at the specialist, go to mining, go to medical field, you go to the legal fraternity, you go to governance, you realize to say we are really moving in terms of content and also in terms of educating of our people. The question is that where are they going? Is the environment conducive, accommodative, and also providing employable opportunities? That should be the question. It's not about how many people you are producing. The question is that, is your investment in education, in Namibian education, paying off? Because if the Ministry of Education is highest on the budget, which shows that there is good investment in the future, is that investment paying off? If it's not paying off, what did you do wrong and what can you do in that aspect? While we are at education, you go to page 4, you understand Verwiche University. Application is still ongoing. 2026 July application. Faculty of Health Science. We have Bachelor's of Nursing and Midwifery Science. Honors degree to be a nurse. Midwifery Science qualification with an honors degree. Verwiche University. Intake of July is open. And read page 4, the Villager newspaper. You get all the details of application, and you can be able also to get at university and become a nurse that can be able to assist us and contribute to the quality of Namibia health sector. Then you go to page 5, next intellectual property policy to develop next national strategy. Next intellectual property policy to develop next national strategy. There is an article by Dwight Links that look at intellectual properties. To say a team of consultants presented a situation analysis and finding that would be factored into the second national intellectual property policy and strategy. NIPPS cycle, this meant for 2026 to 2030. And maybe when you are here at policies and strategy, it sounds a very good thing to say we have a strategy, we have a policy, we have a plan, we have a game plan. And in most cases in Namibia it ends there. To say, okay, what was your game plan in the past 5 years? How did you perform in the past 5 years? Can we evaluate how did you perform in the past 5 years? Because there's always this thing to say, we are even happy that you know, this town council brought this strategy, or this organization submitted this strategy within PEGA Act. There's always this thing that Namibians, we are like doing. We are very happy we are complying, and you know, we brought this strategy. Maybe we don't understand what strategy is. We brought this organizational strategy in the next, we also mentioned it in our strategy, is in line, and we are very happy about that. We are evaluating this, but the question is always to say, before you come up with the next strategy, have you sat down and get time and ask yourself, why did you fail? Why did you not do what you're supposed to do? And honestly, it can't be all external factors. That should be something on the ground. There is something that we did not do right. I can't bring my problems to everybody around me. I also need to look at myself to say, no, David, sometimes you also make some of these decisions that are not right for you. And the moment you come to that, because it was an indication to say, let's operate it at FIFA level. You don't need to operate at at the league level. It's too late already to operate at the league level, at the championship level. You need to operate at the FIFA level, which means that you must operate at a broader scale to say, apart from political parties, can I listen to what another person is saying? Apart from ideologies and background, apart from tribes, can somebody on the other side really say something that is making sense? Because we have this thing of rejecting. Just by the fact that the person is David, I reject him 100%. But he was supposed to give me solutions. The fact that it's Lazarus, the fact that it's Uncle Buana, the fact that it's Matthew, I'm not going to listen. But that is things that are taking us down. But let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to continue with the conversation, particularly looking at the content of the Villager newspaper.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Eagle My friend, staff. Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Purane ngeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukolile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili nehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarude dayo loka opone ushendite nawa nukumona oijabweli nawa nge pata fano Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with early morning scoop, 51 minutes past the hour of 7. And we are looking at the content of the Villager newspaper. When you look at page six, there's an article by my colleague Louis Ashimi that speaking about 20 elephants destroy an entire Omahangu field that is in Umsati region. And these elephants also, they're bringing us problems. They are destroying Omahangu field, the entire Omahangu field. The entire 2 hectare field was destroyed by elephants. That is in Umsati. Get that page 6 of the Villager newspaper. You see what have happened. What are the officials saying? And also what are the farmers saying? And how can Minister of Environment take out those animals? Because they are within their control. And I hear the other time the minister saying rangers must do their job. Take those elephants. Because when you bring them to the people, also bring about this human and wildlife conflict that is really has cost lives. And to be looked at. So, page 7, you have industrial briefs, short economic investment and trade briefs. And one of them is that NBL announced strong financial result for 2025. That is Namibia Breweries Limited announced strong financial operational performance for the year 2025. And the financial indicators of 2025 indicate that the net revenue increase of 4% to 4.8 billion. So you guys, you are supporting Namibia Brewery. You are supporting Namibia Brewery. This making more money. And it's business. Look at local savings increased 16.6% on year to year. Get to that content, particularly looking at the total asset of non-banking financial institution that grew by 4.7 quarter on quarter and 16.6 year on year. Read that industrial briefs. And also the other thing is also that 3% target good for inflation. And also repo rate. Get that content and move forward. There is an opinionated article by Hanks Saisai that is looking at the importance of having an organizational structure in agribusiness. What is the necessity of having an organizational structure in agribusiness? Looking at page 9, that is ShopRite for you. They come with a special. Then you'll be able to get your items there. If you want to buy, mayonnaise 3 kg of $149.99. If you want to buy your shikandela plain, that is 2 kg. That is at $48.99. Then many others. You want to buy cornflakes, you want to buy bokomo, wheat flour, and many others. Take time and go to ShopRite before you go anywhere, so that you'll be able also to buy your groceries. Don't only run to buy petrol, but also make sure that when the car is filled, particularly with that panic buying petrol or diesel, make sure that the house is also filled with food, and go to ShopRite and be able to get one or two in that aspect. And that is bringing us almost to the end of our conversation, almost to the end of our engagement, especially when we have around 3 minutes there. It's quite important to look at the conversation for today, to say, whose system are you serving? And is this system beneficial? Does it need reform? And who is not doing his job? If the central bank did its job very well, who is an economic player that is not doing his job? And you need to start with yourself to say, is it also me who is delaying Namibia progress? Is me sleeping every day, not thinking about anything to do, also delaying Namibia progress? Is me being stingy with opportunities, also delaying Namibia problems? Because sometimes we also need to look at ourselves. We look at bigger things, and every time we get into problems, the first thing to come into is pointing fingers and ask, no, the government is not doing this. Is me mistreating my clients and my customers, also delaying Namibia progress, or delaying the progress of business? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because if Namibia is not doing well, very well, when the history is going to be written, even you, whose name is not in the history book, you are also to be blamed, because there is always that question that everybody is scared of when your kid are asking you to say, Daddy, we know you went through a lot, but there are also those people who went through a lot when Namibia was time of COVID-19, time of drought. You know, we understand the flood and all these things, but there are still those who are of your age, those who maybe did not go to better school than you, but they at least made one or two things. What did you do, Daddy, when the economy was going down? I know you were working at Eagle FM. What did you do when the economy was going down? I know you were a taxi driver, but were you a best taxi driver? Were you a best security guard? You are an economic advisor, but you are scared of telling your principal that that decision that you are taking is taking the whole country to the rabbit pit. Don't be like a military advisor to Trump. Don't be like that person, because you want to keep your position, but you are not advising. You are actually cementing. Indicated to say, though, America has been known to have better military generals who understand war. But you can't, you give strong advice to say, Chief, what you are doing is chaos, is bloodbath, is an embarrassment. Don't go there. Don't go there. It's not within our national strategy. That is not the main threat. We have other things that to do. Now things are collapsing. Be a very good advisor. I will say, Chief, I know you are here, but with respect, I don't think what you are thinking is in line with my analysis. Simple mathematics is that in indicating that the plan that you are giving is very good to the people, but the better way is this one. This is what we need. We don't need somebody who is just too good to that extent that choose himself over the broader picture. So today, takeaway is operate at the FIFA level, operate at a broader scale. You put politics aside, because politicians that we are fighting for, they're actually having, I see them having coffee there at Parliament restaurant, and, you know, some drinking juice and wine together, very happy and laughing. And we are here killing each other in the street to say, I'm SWAPO, I'm AR, I'm PDM. But politicians understand that. It's only us who don't understand to say, let us not fight a cheap fight of taking us down. Let us operate at a bigger level to understand that everybody is ours, and we can build this country. So that will bring us to the end of our conversation, and I will leave you in the good hands of the big mic to unpack the day. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around, and sharp, sharp.